This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Tech Talk. The World Cup is over, and after a month long of sleepless nights, it's never easy to go back to your usual routine of just work and sleep. Your feet start tingling, and every walk you take feels like a step up for the ultimate penalty kick. ONS is a social network for sports players developed here in Malaysia that aims to put back the play in your routine. So we have William Yap and Justin Yeo, the founders of ONS, to talk about this. ONS spelled O-N-Z. So what is ONS and why the name?
Good afternoon, Frida. Thank you for having us here today. Okay, ONS, the reason why we call it ONS is because, how we all started this is because organizing futsal games, and how we normally organize it is through WhatsApp or Facebook groups. One of my friends would post, the date, the time, the venue, and, everybody else in the group would say, whether they're in or not. Mm. They would indicate whether they're in by saying ONS or off.
Okay.
And from there, we came up with the name, and we did a bit of research. ONZ actually is also a term that gamers use to indicate great players. So we also felt that was appropriate.
Okay. So, and why did you decide to do this app? Was it personal reasons and all that?
Yes, definitely. Like I mentioned earlier, when me and my friends organize our futsal games, normally we use either WhatsApp or Facebook groups. Mm. But the problem is it gets quite messy because these applications are not really built for such purposes. For example, WhatsApp. You actually have to manually count the number of players that actually indicated that they were going to join.
Okay.
And, if you want to find out details of the game, you kind of have to scroll up and down, kind of search for the game, and it gets a bit messy. But, the bigger problem is that actually you're restricted to only people within that group.
Group, right.
Yep, so it's like only people in that WhatsApp group can see the invitation. Only people in that Facebook group can see the invitation. Mm. And what happens sometimes is that no matter how hard you try, you're not able to get the minimum number of players for your futsal game.
Okay.
And the number of players is very important. When it comes to futsal, like 5 versus 5 is a lot more fun compared to 5 versus 4.
Okay.
In fact, most of the time, and sometimes we can even get the 10 players, but last minute somebody pull out. And most of the time, if it's 5 versus 4, we'll just cancel the game because nowadays courts are pretty expensive, and 5 versus 4 is really not nearly as fun as 5 versus 5.
And I'm imagining this is the case right now. You've got this app, so everybody can see someone's playing, and you get to meet new friends and all that. It's a wider network. How about security and safety? Are they sometimes you worry about who? Maybe not so much in futsal, but running. I know that one of the things is running as well. How do you overcome that?
Yeah, that is something that we are looking into at the moment. Mm. Currently, our version that is out there, it really is our minimal viable product. Mm. It's really we're testing our concept of bringing these two groups of people, group of people that want to play sports like right now, and this group of organizers that are looking for players. That's our really core purpose of bringing this group together and create a win-win situation for everyone involved. Regarding security, that is something that we take very seriously as well. So we do have plans on how to counter it, such as actually having a
rating system.
A rating system for the players. Like people can actually give points to the players and write reviews about a certain player. And we also have other features as well, like maybe restricting the list of sports venues to venues that we trust and they have the proper security and personnel on board to ensure that the games goes on safely.
What were some of the challenges in developing this in the early days?
At the start, I think like a lot of startups, the most biggest problem for us was finding the right team.
Mm.
And in just 3 months ago, we were just barely a PowerPoint presentation. And I felt that within these 3 months, I've struck the lottery 3 times in a row.
Okay.
I've met 3 very important people that have very capable people that have really brought us to where we are today. The first two obviously will be my co-founders, Justin Liu, who's our coder, and Rob Lee, who's our designer.
Okay.
And the third person that has played such a crucial role in getting us here today is Mike Smith,
right,
also known as Bikesh.
Okay.
He's the CEO for 133. He's the CEO for 1337 Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the CEO for iTrain. It's because of his support and belief in us, by allowing us to be part of his program, the Accelerator program. They not only provide funding, but they provide, more importantly, the mentorship. In fact,
right.
The first thing he contributed was in naming our enterprise, because at first I wanted to name it ONLA. But his first advice was saying, you want to go for the global market.
Yeah.
You must you know, come up with a name that is not so localized, you know, something that appeals to the global audience. Right. So that's why from Onla it became Onsa.
Okay. Now, what sort of funds did you need to start this, or, you know?
Part of the 1337 Accelerator Program, which is a, they do provide us some funding. And this funding allowed us, this is a seed funding that allowed us to focus on the past 3 months on our development.
Mm.
So we could afford to hire people to help us with our development, with Justin carrying most of the load.
Okay, so you hired people already?
Well,
so, sort of freelancers, support team in that sense?
More of you got interns. We're kind of bootstrapping the whole thing.
Interns, don't we love them? Now, to be part of this 1337 Accelerated Program, what were some of the learnings? I mean, first of all, he advised you not that name Onla, change the onsite. What other learnings did you have from that?
A lot of things. I mean, the first week they got us to sit down and really, like, you know, hammer out a rock solid business proposal.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us how to, you know, design our presentation, how to pitch to investors, how to approach possible customers, you know, to gather feedback.
Okay.
And basically how to, how to build a startup.
We'll discuss the current features of ONS and future plans right after this with William Yum and Justin Yeo from ONS. It's Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, it's Tech Talk. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with William Yap and Justin Yeo, the founders of ONS. And basically, the idea is to get people from different sports, people who love sports, and how they can get together and get a full team together. And, you know, we're just going through this very interesting discussion here right now. They call it the Facebook for sports. I said, you mean it's the Tinder for sports? I said, yeah. But anyway, very interesting. So it's been the market for a couple of weeks right now. What's the feedback?
The feedback is so far that people have they think it's a great idea.
Mm.
In fact, we have quite a few people coming up. I actually thought of something like this.
Everybody thought of something like this.
I think any sports player would, you know, feel the same frustrations as we did, and you know, would you know, hope that there was an app that would be, you know, the moment you log on, you're able immediately to see all the, you know, sports games that's going around you, the date, the time, the venue, and that is exactly how ONS work.
Okay.
Once you download us, download ONS, you can. You can either join us using your Facebook account or creating an ONS account. And we keep the profile very, very simple, very clean cut. The most important thing would be to list the sports that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So, like in my case, I'm interested in futsal. So, in the future, whenever I log on, the first thing I'll see will be our homepage, and there'll be a live feed of all the futsal games that are going on around me within 20 kilometers, along with the most important details such as the date, the time, the venue, as well as the number of players that are still required. If I were to select any of them, I can send a request to the organizer, and if he does approve my request, I'll receive a notification and we'll be good to go.
Okay, so currently there are 4 sports being featured.
That's correct. We are concentrating mainly on the more popular sports we observe around Malaysia, which would be futsal, badminton, basketball, and jogging. But we built the platform such that it'd be very easy for us to add on more sports.
Mm.
So we're actually hoping that users, who actually, and your listeners, would try our app and send us feedback. Maybe what are the functions they would like to include in our app, as well as what sports would they like to. Yep.
And you haven't done much marketing, really.
We're actually a very young startup. We just started on the 1st of April, and we've been concentrating mainly on development.
Mm.
So now we are moving on to the marketing phase,
right?
And that's why we are that's why we've been approaching the, like, we'll feed on the media.
How many people have downloaded this so far?
About 100.
About 100. Yep. And so far the feedback has been, what has the feedback been?
Well, I mean, it's been pretty positive.
Mm.
We've quite a few games been organized through our app already. And they like the interface. They think it's very clean cut. That's a basic feedback.
Okay.
They hope there'll be more sports as well as more features.
Where do you see the money coming from?
We actually like to think of ourselves as the Facebook for sports.
Mm.
We like to model ourselves after Facebook, like how Facebook makes money. It's not really from the users, but rather than advertisers. So we hope to, especially target very sports-related companies.
Mm-hmm.
And targeted advertising is just one source of revenue that we have in mind. In the future, we hope to incorporate an element of online booking as well. Because the way we see it is, you know, for hotels, you have so many different, you know, ways to book online. For, you know, you have Agoda, you have hotels.com,
right.
And likewise for restaurants. But when it comes to sport venues, for some reason, you know, this is a very untapped market. I can easily say more than 95% of the sport venues around do not have online booking facilities.
Mm.
In fact, most of them don't even have websites.
Yeah.
So,
actually, this will be an extension of their service as well.
Mm, but this is something that we have in mind for the future, because currently we are just concentrating on building the user base.
Okay. Yeah. You know, also with the app, right, are there people who are afraid to participate because of the level of skills, say, for example, playing futsal, and then, or if you're running, this must be a fast runner, I don't want to, you know. Yeah. Is there a way to moderate the level of expertise for these different
sports?
That's
actually a very good question. A lot of people have actually shared that, you know, that concern with us, and that's something that we think really taken it seriously as well. For the time being, we have two ways to counter it. First of all, we actually have when you're creating the game, you can indicate the skill level.
Okay.
Whether it's a 1-star, 2-star, or 3-star game. 1-star being beginner, 2-star being intermediate,
okay,
and 3-star being regular. Note that we don't use the word professional, we use the word regular. Because different people have different expectations. When the person creates their profile, you know, they can also, we ask them two questions. Like when they want to list, for example, futsal as a sport of interest, we ask them two questions. How long have you been playing this sport, and how regularly do you play it? And, you know, based on the answer, we'll rate whether they are a 2-star or, you know, a 3-star player.
Mm.
And hence, that is the way we match.
Okay.
Match them accordingly.
When they look at you, there's only 1-star only. Okay. So, you know, the World Cup just ended on Monday, you know. Did your guys do anything to, you know, ride on the wave of World Cup?
Ideally, we would have. We would have. But, like I mentioned, we have quite limited resources, and we've only been around for 3 months, so we've been spending most of the time trying to build, you know, a really rock solid app.
Mm-hmm.
And only now has it, like, about just last week we managed to complete our iOS version as well.
Okay.
So our main marketing will actually start now post World Cup.
Okay.
And I mean, the way we see it is, our app is, it makes, the general purpose is to make sports more accessible to everybody, you know, because it's such a hassle to organize a sports game. But hopefully through our app, more people play more sports. And by playing more sports, the Malaysia's talent pool will grow bigger.
Mm.
And when you have a bigger talent pool, you know, your overall skill will grow. And who knows, maybe by the next World Cup, 2018, Malaysia will be there.
That's okay.
What we hope for.
so this one, okay. So now, the iOS version is already out, waiting for approval.
That's correct.
Kind of thing,
yep.
And then of course the Android one's been around for a while. So what can we expect in the coming months? You know, what will for the Android users anyway.
So I think for now, right, what the app does is it serves, as William mentioned just now, it serves its core functionality, right? So we want to enable users to, you know, be able to easily organize games and to be able to get players to come and fill in their games. So, but we have a lot of exciting features in our pipelines, right? But we want to hear a lot from the users, because we want to know what the users think of the app, you know, how can we actually improve on it. But from our own pipeline, right, what we have is, like, we want to make it even more social. So we want to add a chat functionality, right? So for example, when you organize a game, right, maybe you want to discuss, you know, who's going to bring the ball, right? Where are we going to meet? What are you going to do after that? These kind of things. So we want to make it more social by adding a chat feature. We also want to add some features, right, that are really sports-oriented. So for example, one that we are really excited about is called Man of the Match.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, like, once you have played the game, right? So instead of just leaving the game there, then, so you can be able to come back to the app again and vote for who do you think played best in the match. Yeah. And so we want to add some kind of some element of gamification into the app, right? So they'll be able to get, like, trophies and achievements, which they can add into their achievement lists. And also,
the way we see it is, not only are you having fun with your friends, you know, having a good sweat, but, you know, you're all playing for this kind of, like, sense of acknowledgement, which we feel would
ego
add something.
Boosting feature.
Exactly. we feel that this is something that will add something to the game. We hope something that users will enjoy.
It's something that people, I guess, will spread. Then, you know, I'm the man of the match, you know. Yeah. So you want to get more people to download it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe you're like, I got 5 or 6 men of the match, how many have you got? You know, you encourage people to, you know, actually play better during the game.
This game, you know, this app was developed by a man. developed by men. All right, thanks for being with us. I will download it and check it out. I will see to William Yap and Justin Yeo from ONS. It's Tech Talk BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.